Do you want to take it to the next level? Then you've got to get down. And no better place to get down than with MyBookie. Trust me, they are the best bet this season. They've been in business for years. They have great reviews online, and their mobile site is very easy to navigate. Lay down some cash, win big right now. I would only recommend a service to my listeners that's been good to me. This is why I'm urging you to make your way to MyBookie. You win, they pay. And they have in-game live betting, the most rewarding player perks in the business. And for you fantasy guys out there, you can even bet the over-under on how many fantasy points a player will score each game. Join now and MyBookie will match your deposit dollar for dollar. Use the promo code Rome to activate that offer. A dollar for dollar match on your deposit? That is some serious ROI before you even hit the digital window. Visit MyBookie online today. That's MyBookie. Do not forget to use the promo code Rome when creating your account to get that bonus. You play, you win, you get paid. Now it's picking up. I mentioned if you want to get in, you want to get in hour number one. It's not to get in right now, but we have three interviews and they start this hour. We go to our second hour. I am Jim Rome, live in Southern California, and you are listening to me from the Quicken Loans Studios. Apply simply, understand fully, and mortgage confidently. Great to have you here. All right, coming up next segment, a running back for the Green Bay Packers, Ty Montgomery. Next hour, to end the show, we go back to back. I've got Bucky Brooks, NFL Network analyst, and as I mentioned, it's been a minute or two, but Chris Harris Jr., cornerback for the Denver Broncos, joins me in the final segment of the program. So you can call right now, 1-800-636-8686. My thoughts on what I saw last night in a minute, I want to reset that quickly. This is a short email which reads, Rome, the Lions were not disappointing at all last night. Totally watchable. Thanks. The new look, MNF commentary. Matt in Vancouver. It's not what we do here. You know that, Matt. Come on, Matt. That's not what we do here. You're talking about Jason Witten? I'm a big Jason Witten fan. I love the guy as a player, and he's going to be a really nice broadcaster. He's going to do a great job. Are you talking about that or something else, Matt? We're talking about the first game. You know what, Matt? I really don't care. I'm not here to critique broadcasts. You know we don't do that. Now, I will talk about my broadcast, or in this case, my podcast. If you're scoring at home, that's three for me. Three for me. The Daily Jungle, the Jim Rome Podcast, and now RPO. Who the hell needs a podcast network? I am a podcast network. Three freaking podcasts. In fact, my man Craig Kitchen would say four. Three, four, whatever you want to say. Multiples. All these podcasts hitting all the player platforms at a clip of seven a week, at least. Have I given you enough content to react to? Poway, Rancho Santa Margarita, Norco, Fontucky, everybody in the 818. 818 for life, y'all. So what I'm getting at is this. I dropped the debut episode of the brand new RPO podcast with two-time Super Bowl champ Trevor Price. Now, get used to hearing that name around here because my man is not only my first co-host, really, ever. He is a take machine. And we probably could have called that podcast TFD, Takes for Days, because Trevor's got him. And he's coming from a place of 14 years of experience at the highest level. Played the highest level of college football, highest level of the NFL. He's got a couple of Super Bowls. This guy's insight is on point, and he's letting it rip. He's putting himself out there. I could not be happier than to have him on this thing with me. Yesterday's episode went off exactly as planned. If you haven't listened to it, it went like this. Hit the biggest topics from Sunday as hard as we can and keep moving through as many as we can. Here is some analytics for you. 37-minute episode and still free for you. Free content. 37-minute episode, 10 storylines broken down, plus two fantasy waiver pickups, two gambling picks against the spread. All of that. You heard me correctly. There is your Carrot Clones. The Jim Rome podcast. He's got the voicemails. The RPO podcast has gambling picks, fantasy advice. When have you ever heard me do either of those things? So if you play fantasy or you play The Window, we have got this taken care of you for you in the new pod. I even gave you my waiver wire pickup. Mine. And it was good. It was sharp. Now, Trevor's off to a 1-1 start on his prices picks segment. Not bad. Here's the one thing that I really love about doing the pod, though, especially on Mondays. Take yesterday, for example. There was no way in a 9-segment show here with 3 guests and calls and emails and tweets that I'm going to get to everything I want to get to from Sunday. But 10 minutes after I go off the air, Trevor Price and I can do exactly that. And we did. We talked Aaron Rodgers, Josh Allen, Nate Pete, Patrick Mahomes, Le'Veon Bell, Khalil Mack, and what exactly is going on with the Dallas Cowboys and Dak Prescott.
Once you lose a threat of Dak Prescott running, which he no longer wants to run, and I know why. You keep taking those hits from Luke Kuechly and those kids, you know, your ribs go to hurting. So as long as he's not taking them hits, he has to throw the ball. And he has to stand back there and throw the ball. He does not have the arm talent we think he had. And we had Jason Witten running free through the secondary because Ezekiel Elliott was actually doing some things as a running back. Then it was easy. But now the game's become hard. And now they're rolling coverages from one side to the other. And they don't know which way the coverage is going. It's very easy. Like, we hear the Dallas Cowboys say, okay, they're going to roll the coverage to Dez Bryant. When they roll the coverage to Dez Bryant, we know that Jason Witten is going to be open. And we know that this lane is going to be here for Ezekiel Elliott. Those things no longer exist. So once those things don't exist, you're asking him to figure it out on the fly. And he can't figure it out.
Hardcore football. Where else are you going to get that kind of analysis? And that's from a 2-time Super Bowl champ, Trevor Price, saying what's going on with Dak Prescott. That all of a sudden, you know what? He doesn't have the arm talent that we thought he had. All of a sudden, when you've got guys like Luke Kuechly putting his helmet in his ribs, them ribs get to hurting. 37 minutes of that yesterday. And as Trevor said, he listened back to it right after it dropped, and he promised so much more next week. Trevor's one of those guys. He's so into it, and he's so professional and so passionate. He's going to get better and better and better and better every single week. And he did great for a debut. There is so much substance in that podcast, and it moves fast. The Jim Rome podcast is all about storytelling, deep dives, letting a guest get the real estate to breathe and lay out their lives and their backstory. It's incredible. I could not be more proud of the Jim Rome podcast. The RPO, though, is going to be something different. It's going to be hardcore, fast-paced NFL talk. And we're here to feed the insatiable appetite of the football fan who simply cannot get enough. That's the mission statement. Go check out Ep 1. Do it today. These things have a shelf life because come Thursday, we're already into week 2. Search RPO Podcast in iTunes. Again, here's how you get it. Search RPO Podcast in iTunes, Apple Podcasts, all the Android players, and JimRome.com. Get subscribed. We're at number 32 on the iTunes charts right now. It's not bad. Don't think, though, that I won't bribe you to make it back to number 1, because I will. Stay tuned for that. In the meantime, like I said, go listen to episode 1 right after this show today. Do it after the show today. Don't do it right now. Wait until after the show today, and then hit me and Trevor both with your thoughts on Twitter. This thing is still new. We'll take all the feedback we can get. But I'm pretty damn happy and pretty damn proud of the first episode. I think you will be too. Let me know. Trevor's a different cat now. He's out there now, but he can defend everything he says. And he's coming from a really unique place. Rome, just listen to the RPO podcast. I'm looking forward to what you two fellers will bring to the table in the next drop. War of the RPO taking over the number 1 spot on the podcast list. Alex from the Dirty Lou, help me out. Subscribe. Subscribe and review. That's how you boost the ratings. Subscribe and review. I know you clones. You want a deal. You want to deal. You want to negotiate. You want something in return. Rome, keep playing Ram It. That's our song. Signed, Women Trying to Parallel Park. Ram It. Do you know how to ram it? Steven PHX. Yeah, that's good, Steve. That's pretty clever. I'm not saying this just to be that guy or to suck up to the wife. Janet can park lights out, man. Janet's like backing up the driveway. We just have this wild, wild, funky, crazy driveway. I'm not going to lie. The first time I tried to back out of that driveway, I put it in a tree. Janet's good like that. We have a boat. We have a ski boat on that little lake that we have a house on. Who do you think gets that boat out? The wife. The wife. She's a baller. Janet loves the boat. Get us in, get us out. I don't know, Steve. I don't speak from experience. He wars Bill Belichick waking up today to 15 missed calls from Matt Patricia. War Lady Clones and unwar Stephen Phoenix and his 1920s takes. You can do better than that, Steve. Actually, bro, you can't do better than that. That's the problem. That's why you should stop. Stop emailing. I mentioned yesterday was a huge, huge weekend in the jungle. I did the wood scopes finally, and it was better than I could have ever anticipated. And there was a clone stock. Clone stock 2 in Green Bay. The host, Kyle in Green Bay. And apparently it was just off the chain. Let's find out. Kyle, good morning. What's up? How did it go?
Romy, you missed a party of the year. We tapped the 5 kegs and the 10 bottles of booze before 6 o'clock. We probably could have had another 2 kegs out there. I made all my money back. I dropped $800 on the investment, and I made, I'm not going to say how much I made, but let's just say my rent and other bills are paid for next month. We had Caleb out there, 12 Wood, Benny and Wisco, Cindy, Brent and Green Bay. Mike and Toledo made a surprise appearance. Tyler and Oshkosh, it was a great time. There's a video on my Twitter at Kyle in Green Bay. It's the pinned tweet if anyone wants to check it out. Otherwise, I'll see you in the smack off next year, Romy. I'll be you'll be hearing a lot more from me coming up here. Out.
All right, Kyle, you got it. I was going to say, am I not going to see you until the smack off? Hey, I'm glad that you made money on that endeavor. I'm glad that you paid your rent and some bills. What about me? What are you chipping off for me? You had my likeness out there. Hey, Kyle, the one thing you don't want to do is get on the wrong side of my attorney, David Feldman. Hey, look, I'm not here. You know me. I'm a man of the people. If you can make money off of me like that at a Packer game, I'm fine with that, Kyle. Except if it works its way back to Feldman, there's going to be hell to pay. He's going to want to know what we get. And by what we get, he's going to want everything you made and some for me. Don't mess with Feldman. He's the con man, not because he runs a con, but because he's a contract lawyer. But he takes everything extremely personally when it comes to representation of his clients. And don't forget, my attorney was the best man at my wedding. We have history. We go that far back. I literally have had one attorney my entire career. One. It's actually not true. I had Jake Bloom. This is really inside legal information. Jake Bloom was my attorney, I think, for 4 hours. Jake Bloom, who's a legendary Hollywood entertainment attorney, kicked me down to an attorney down the hall named Lee Brekeen. I think Lee Brekeen represented me for 3 hours. She kicked me down the hall to David Feldman, who was a young, aggressive, upstart lawyer, went to Bolt Law School, put himself through law school at Berkeley. Smartest guy I know, probably, Feldman. And he had never heard of me. And he's poking around and asking people. This was in 1991, 92. Have you heard of this guy, Rome? And a few of his boys are like, dude, Rome? Yeah, you want to represent that guy? And Feldman's been with me every step of the way. Kyle, you want no piece of this guy. So you don't want to come up in here and talk about how much money you're making off of me. I don't care. Knock yourself out, kid. You slept in your car 3 days when you were here. I'm fine with it. You do have my name tattooed on your back, so you know I've got a certain loyalty to you. But if you're making money off my name on your back, Feldman's going to want a moment or two of your time. Ed Sharkey tweets, Sean McKay, if he's related to me, can he send me some money? Yours, Dylan McKay. You mean Luke Perry, 90210. It's never about that. Never got into that. When we come back, Ty Montgomery, Green Bay Packers running back, joins us. Bucky Brooks coming up in hour number three. Chris Harris Jr. in hour number three. Hey, fellas, listen. It's never a good look when you untuck a long, bulky dress shirt. You may think that it makes you look casual, but more than likely, you just end up looking sloppy. This is why Untuck It makes shirts specifically designed to be worn untucked. A casual shirt that's not too long, not too short. It's perfect. Shirts designed so well that GQ calls them just that. Quote, perfection. Untuck It shirts are a go-to for any occasion, from casual to dressy. And not only do they look good, they feel amazing. Impeccable craftsmanship and attention to detail make Untuck It the only choice for the untucked man. With more than 50 sizing options, every guy can find the perfect shirt. So log on to untuckit.com, check out all the new fall arrivals, use the promo code ROME20, get 20% off your entire first-time purchase. You can also visit Untuck It in one of their over 35 retail locations nationwide. Stop hiding your shirt with your pants and your pants with your shirt. Untuckit.com, your solution to perfecting casual. Promo code ROME20 for 20% off.
You're listening to the Jim Rome Show.
Here we start the interview portion of the program. All right, welcome back. Got two really good ones next hour, and a good one right now. As promised, we're joined by running back with the Green Bay Packers, fourth season with the Pack, an All-American at Stanford, 94th pick overall in the 2015 draft, and another big one. They're all big, but another big one this weekend. Green Bay hosting Minnesota on Sunday. We are joined by Packers running back Ty Montgomery. Ty, it's great to have you back. Good morning. How are you?
Good morning. I'm good. How are you?
Good, good, Ty. Listen, before we start about that amazing come-from-behind win, let's talk about, for those who have never played, well, all of us, but for those who have never played in a Packers-Bears rivalry game, how would you describe that rivalry? I mean, obviously, you're fired up to play in every single game, but how much more juice is there when it's the Packers and the Bears?
I mean, the energy is crazy. Obviously, there's a lot of history there, and the rivalry is huge. But the energy in the stadium is just – it's insane, and it's a lot of fun.
We're talking to Ty Montgomery. So, Ty, the game obviously doesn't get off to the start that you would have liked. You fall behind early on. Aaron Rodgers gets hurt. What was going through your mind when you saw your quarterback go down?
Oh, it was looking pretty grim early in the game. but, you know, I never lost faith in our team and what we are able to accomplish. And then, you know, when Aaron went down, you know, I think a switch just flipped of like, you know, we got to win this football game, you know, whether we have him or not. Obviously, he makes us better as a football team. But, you know, we can't get down on ourselves or count ourselves out just because we don't have him back there.
It's how you know that, and you're conditioned to know that, and you train for that. But when you see a guy like that who means that much to that team, really that much to the entire state, that region of the country, when you see a guy like that go down, how do you maintain that focus? And did you feel some of the energy leave the stadium when it happened?
You know, I'm not going to lie. You could definitely feel some of the energy leave the stadium. But the good thing about this football team is we all believe in one another and in one another's abilities. And we all understand that we have a job to do, no matter who's playing quarterback. You know, obviously, we all want it to be Aaron all the time. But, you know, when something like that happens, like it did on Sunday, you know, we're all grown men and we're all prepared to get our job done at the end of the day.
We're talking to Ty Montgomery. So when he comes jogging out of the tunnel, what's your reaction to that? And did you feel the energy in the stadium change at that point?
Oh, man, I did. I did. You know, this is just a joke that I have in my head. You know, me and a couple of teammates were talking about it, and, you know, I'm a big Jesus guy, and it just kind of felt like, you know, you would have thought Jesus was walking out of the tunnel, just the way the energy picked back up. And, you know, we were joking with each other, and it was like, and in the third quarter, he rose again and just, you know, resurrected this football team, this football game, this stadium. It was crazy.
That's a great analogy right there. Ty Montgomery joining us. You know, Ty, when you lay it out like that, something else you've said when you talk about Aaron Rodgers is that he's godlike with a lowercase g. And I want to be very clear about this. You're not saying that he's God, but you're saying that he's got a really clear sense of himself, who he is, what he's capable of, and that nothing ever shakes this guy off his plan when he's determined to get something or do something. It's really high praise coming from you, and something I know that you do not throw around lightly. As a leader of that team yourself, how much does that sense of identity and control spread throughout the rest of the team?
It's, you know, try to make too many jokes here, but, you know, it's contagious. You know, what he's able to do, and his aura, his personality, and you know, everything about him in that way is just contagious, and it makes everyone else. You know, I know me personally, it makes me want to get a handle on myself and on things like that. You know, practice, game days, you know, all the time. You know, even in my everyday life.
Green Bay Packer Ty Montgomery joining us. You know, the win, you don't win that game without Aaron Rodgers, but we're talking about a whole team effort here. What's it say about the mental toughness of the entire team that when you were down 20-0, you didn't give up hope, you didn't fold, and you found a way to get this thing done? And, in fact, you did it despite trailing by 17 going into the fourth quarter. There is Aaron, but what's it say about the other 52 guys?
Yeah, you know, I think that says that we have a resilient football team. You know, we have we're very strong-willed as a football team, and, you know, we take a lot of pride in getting our job done and doing everything we can to get a win, because at the end of the day, that's what matters. It's about the team as a whole and our one common goal.
Ty Montgomery, my guest. I appreciate your thoughts on that, Ty. Listen, not to get too personal, but you and your wife had a son in the offseason over the summer. You talked about the moment where you first held him and you felt life in him. You know, for those who have been through this, we certainly know exactly what you're talking about, but can you put into words what it felt like for you?
You know, it's tough. You know, I'm not a man that really gets that really cries too much. But you know, I tear up sometimes just when I'm looking at him, and the first time I held him and I felt that life in him and I could see it in him, and just seeing him, you know, every day, seeing him with my wife, is showing me that, you know, I'm capable of doing things that I didn't know that I was capable of before, and I'm capable of giving out amounts of love that I didn't even know I was capable of giving out, and I'm starting to learn how to love myself in ways that I didn't know I could, and, you know, loving myself, my son, my wife, and everyone around me.
Ty Montgomery, my guest. That's really powerful. You know, something else you've talked about, the fact that when you're an adult and you're surrounded by adults, you don't see people do things for the first time anymore, right? But now you're going to be around your son, your child, and you're going to see firsts all the time. How excited are you about that, and what's that like?
I'm super excited. You know, one of the things I talked about when I first had him was how you know, I think time is gonna feel different to me, because I'm gonna be able to physically see it. You know, as human beings, we get so caught up in ourselves that, you know, time kind of passes right by and we don't even realize. You know, we look up and we're like, oh, where did the time go? You know, even when we're trying to enjoy the moment and live in the moment, as, you know, that kind of seems to be, you know, the wave that people are jumping on right now. But now with my son, I'm actually seeing it, and I'm seeing first. You know, he's trying to talk more. He's finding his voice. His personality is showing. He's smiling. He's tracking me and following me with his eyes around the room. And, you know, he's kicking more. And it's just every little thing. And it's just like, wow, you know, so much is happening in the first 3 months of his life. And it's just, you know, it's amazing.
Ty, what's amazing to me is that you have this perspective and you see it like this. All right, I remember when I was in your position and we had our first child, and I was kind of blown away by the whole thing, and I thought that I was in the moment, but certainly not the way you are right now. Where is this coming from? I mean, have you always been like this? Did you go through something like this? I'm amazed that you're as locked in and focused, especially given your lifestyle and the job that you have, that you're as dialed in as you are with your child. Where does that come from?
You know, I don't really know. I guess it's just, it's Maybe it's just innate. It's just in me. It's part of my nature. You know, I had a lot of guys ask me, you know, is it tough? Is it hard? You know, is it a big change? Is it a big difference? And, you know, honestly, if like I said, it feels natural. It feels like I was designed for this, like I was built for this. And I just, you know, I didn't run from it. You know, I didn't try to hide from it. And, you know, I'm just gonna try to be the very best father and husband that I can be.
Ty Montgomery, my guest. You know, you had a pair of receptions in Sunday's win, and you're donating $88 per reception this season to help fund your foster teen program. We've talked about your commitment to supporting kids in foster programs in the past. So what in particular are you looking to do with your foster teen program?
So we're currently in Green Bay right now, and we're partnering with Life Church with Pastors Sean Hennessy and Sonny Hennessy. And we're basically providing some life skills and social skills for these foster teens before they age out of foster care, and trying to, you know, give them a leg up on adulthood. Once these kids age out of foster care, they're kind of on their own, and a lot of them end up homeless or in situations that are, you know, the best way I can say it is just less than ideal for sure. So we're going to do everything we can to just give these kids some life skills, how to deal with their traumas. You know, a lot of them are arrested in development, and a lot of us are, you know, in general. But, you know, arrested in development is huge, and we don't know how to deal with the traumas that have occurred in our life. You know, teaching them some financial basics that they need to know. Also some social skills, job prep, and possibly helping these kids get into college as well. And, you know, we want to be able to get these kids a free car with some insurance so that they can get to and from wherever they need to, where there's job interviews. And they also, you know, do what we can to help them find a place to live. And just basically help them, you know, just basically get started.
Good for you. Ty Montgomery, my guest. If people want to get involved, how would they go about doing so?
Yeah, they can go to Pledge It. I posted all over my social media. I don't remember the link exactly. I know some people would be mad at me because I'm terrible at this. But they can go to Pledge It, and they can decide to pledge a certain amount per reception with me. They can also go to on the Pledge It website. There is the My 10% website, which has the Accelerate program and a link there. And they can also go to that website and donate as well.
It's a great cause. Ty, one last thought. You are a Stanford man. You went to high school in Dallas. I'm curious, though, in Wisconsin, for instance, I grew up in Los Angeles. I'm a California native. My family took a vacation to Wisconsin a few weeks back, and we still haven't stopped talking about it. We had so much fun. Could not have loved the area any more than we did. We were there a week. What's it been like for you? I mean, I know you're doing business. You're there to play some football. But what do you make of the state and living there most part of the year?
You know, I honestly love it. I haven't left since I've been drafted. I moved up here once I got drafted, and people are like, what, really, Green Bay, Wisconsin? You know, it's crazy. What is there to do out there? And I was like, exactly. You know, there's not really very many distractions. There's not a lot of places to spend my money. It's a family-oriented town. It's a small, you know, close-knit community. My wife and I, we have friends outside of the team that are, you know, born and raised in Wisconsin and also in Green Bay. And, you know, we just love it. We love the summers and the falls. It's beautiful out here. There's a lot of golf courses. I love to play golf. A lot of people love to fish. There's outdoorsy things to do. And, you know, the winters, they are what they are. You get used to them, and, you know, you learn to spend time with your family. You spend time indoors, and you just play a lot of games and do a lot of things with friends and family.
My man, Ty Montgomery, so extremely well said. Listen, the website that we were talking about is pledgeit.org. Pledgeit.org. You want to go there. Ty, great to have you on the show. Really enjoyed the conversation so much, and always good to talk to you. I appreciate you very much, Ty.
Thank you. You too.
Have a great day. Ty Montgomery, my guest. Man, that's a quality interview. That is an amazing conversation. He said, I was drafted and we really never left. We stay here and it's awesome. You can fish. There are golf courses. The winners are what they are. You stay inside. You spend time with your family. You play games. I mean, he could not have said that any better. That sounded like that was a announcement for the Wisconsin Tourism Board. But I was already on board. We already had an amazing time there. Janet and I and the boys. Wisco, baby. 1-800-636-8686. And he was talking. He already knows exactly what all of us know as parents. The time goes so fast. We brought Jake home like yesterday. We're looking at colleges right now. And the front runner on the short list may be Wisconsin. Jake is still all about Wisconsin. When we come back, I do want to change up. I want to talk 9/11. My thoughts about September 11th. And obviously there's an amazing story that involves this show and September 11th that some of you have asked for that I do want to reset. Still ahead, coming up next hour, we've got a conversation with Chris Harris Jr. and Bucky Brooks. I'm looking for your telephone calls in the meantime. Bottom of hour number two, let's get you a sports update.
Live from Southern California, this is the Jim Rome Show on CBS Sports Radio.
If you want to compete at the highest level, you need to be strong. You need to stay strong, like Castrol Edge. It is the strongest full synthetic motor oil. It is three times stronger than the leading full synthetic against viscosity breakdown. That according to the Kurt Orban test. Castrol Edge, it is stronger under pressure. Kurt Orban. Justin tweets, wow, what an interview with Ty. Not just an interview, but what a great perspective on fatherhood and everything else. Class act interview. No. Ty Montgomery is a special dude. He's a really different dude. Really special guy. Very, very different guy. He's got a better perspective. I like to think that I'm a pretty good dad. He's got a much better perspective on fatherhood than I have. And I've got a 17-year-old and a 13-year-old, and I'm much older than this guy. And presumably have experienced more, seen more. And I don't have his perspective. He's got an amazing perspective for somebody who just had a child this summer. So that's a really, really different guy. I mean, not enough to say that, yeah, well, he's a Stanford man. He is that, which I respect and I admire, but he's much more than that. That was a really impressive interview. But again, that's a different guy. That's a special guy. In terms of the Packers, still no word on Aaron Rodgers. As you might imagine, Mike McCarthy's playing that very close to the vest. They're not saying what they're going to do in terms of him playing against the Vikings this weekend. The doctor said to Aaron Rodgers, and they made the decision together, that he could return to action in that game against the Bears because he could not make it any worse. So he could not make the injury any worse. Of course, it tightened up as the game went on, but this guy's out there on one leg doing things the guys can't do on two legs. Even though he finished that game and finished it the way he did, that does not mean that he'll go against Minnesota this weekend. So they're not saying at this point. And I'm sure they'll take that thing, if not up to the last second, but they'll wait as long as they can before they make that decision. And in the meantime, you get DeShone Kizer ready. You get him as many reps as you can in practice and make sure you get him as many looks as possible. And Kizer was saying, look, I got to do better. I know I have to do better. And he admitted that the sooner I know whether or not I'm going to start, the better. But he also knows that it's Tuesday and Aaron Rodgers is just going to do everything he possibly can every single day to make sure that he is ready. So Kizer will find out when Kizer finds out. Maybe not until the day itself. In the meantime, they're not saying. And obviously, it's going to be a challenge no matter who you go up against. But if you go up against that Viking defense and that Viking pass rush, it's going to be a greater concern. But then again, maybe no more of a concern than it was going up against Khalil Mack, who was doing some real damage. It was 17 years ago today, on a Tuesday, that the United States was attacked. 17 years can feel like a really long time, and it is. Some of you listening right now had not even been born yet, but for many of you like me, the mere mention of that date brings back the emotions of that day. You could probably remember exactly where you were. In fact, I know. You can remember exactly where you were that day and how you felt when you first heard that news. So I do want to say my thoughts right now are with those who lost friends, those who lost family members, those who lost loved ones on that day or in the days that followed. I'm also thinking of those whose lives were forever changed by what happened on that otherwise ordinary Tuesday morning in September. And again, I'm sending my gratitude to those who enlisted, re-enlisted, or stayed on. Some of whom made the ultimate sacrifice. It was 7 years ago that the great John Thompson came on this show and he talked about what that day meant to him. It's a story that many of you know and have heard, but also a story that many of you do not know. It's a story that I think about quite a bit, and I wanted to share it once again today.
Let me try to go back, because I've been telling this thing for 10 years. Right at the time of 9/11, Jim, some of my people were talking with a representative of your staff who wanted me to come on the show. The young man who my representative was talking to was trying to get me to travel on the 12th to L.A. Well, I said, no, I didn't want to travel. And I told my representative, I said, no, I'm not going to go. I will only go if I can go on the 11th because I want to be in Vegas on the 12th story. The young man called back to the office a few days before all of this happened and said, listen, he wasn't able to get the studio or whatever he was trying to accomplish with me, Jim, and wanted to know whether I would come on the 12th. Well, back in those days, I didn't compromise hardly anything, you know. And what happened is that I told my people, I said, well, let me talk to this boy because I'm not going to go. You know, I said, if I can't go on the 11th, I'm not going to go. By then, we had made the reservations and everything. Okay, so I talked to the young man. The guy was very pleasant, and he and I went back and forth and talking. And it wasn't hostile. But anyway, what he finally said to me is he said, Coach, he said, if you promise me that you'll come on the 12th, I will get you back to Vegas immediately after we do the taping. He said, and I will make certain that you get there in time for whatever you're trying to get done. And I'm sitting there, I'm saying to myself, oh, hell, I don't want to do this. And the guy was nice. I mean, he was persuasive. He wasn't hostile with me. So I said, okay, son, I'll do it. I said, I'll come on the 12th. Now, if he had not have tried to been persistent with me, I would have insisted that I stay and get on that plane on the 11th. Well, a little while after we all were reacting to the Pentagon getting hit, and she said, John, she said, look at your itinerary. I said, yeah, no, I'm supposed to go on the 12th. She said, no, look at your itinerary. You were supposed to go on that plane. She said, that plane was the plane you were booked on. If that kid hadn't have talked you out of it, you would have been on that plane. So, you know, and making a shortcut around the whole story, I've been a Jim Rohn fan. Anybody talk about Jim Rohn, I'm whipping their ass. I'm going to tell you that right now. But that's, in essence, what did happen.
John, let's face it. I mean, you're no shrinking violent. You're a pretty intimidating guy. And for Danny to stand in there, that was kind of a hard line to walk.
Without this kid doing his job in a professional manner, I would have been in trouble. I mean, it would have been over. I mean, it really would have been over. But the way you did your job, particularly dealing with a person like me, I did what I did because I thought it was the best way for me to do it at that time. But I certainly do appreciate it. And I'm going to tell you, boy, if you ever come to Washington, you look me up. I'm going to make time for you.
I will do that. And it was a pleasure to speak to you back then, Coach. And it's a pleasure to speak to you today. And I'm glad it all worked out.
Thanks so much. And it just shows you when a person does his job in a professional way, that it does reap some benefits. If not for you, it damn sure did for me that time. And if you could have pissed me off and I'd have gotten mad, I mean, it would have been curtains for me. But you handled it in a way that I said, I cannot not do this the way you did it. So thanks very much. I appreciate that, Danny.
Thank you, Coach.
Yeah, I get chills every time I hear that story. And the truth is, and again, just so you understand, that's John Thompson, the legendary basketball coach. And the other voice you heard at the end of that was Danny Swartz. Danny Swartz worked on The Last Word with me on Fox Sports, Fox Sports Net. And Danny, as John Thompson told so eloquently, Danny got on the phone with him and said, hey, Coach, we really want to have you on the show, and we want you on this day. And John Thompson said, yeah, I'm not doing it that day. I can't do it that day. I've got other plans. And as I mentioned, if you know John Thompson, he is a really intimidating man. And when John Thompson says something, it is normally so. But John Thompson made the point repeatedly in that exchange that your guy handled his business in such a professional manner that he stood in and said, hey, Coach, listen, I understand where you're coming from. I know that you have to be someplace else. You need to be in Las Vegas. But if I can get you there and you don't miss that commitment and we can still tape the show, is it something that you might be willing to do? And they went back and forth and back and forth. And John Thompson finally said, all right, yes, I will do it. Yes, I will do it if you promise you can get me to this spot at this time and I make my commitment. And it was because he changed that flight. He was not on the ill-fated flight. And, you know, honestly, I didn't know that right after that happened. In fact, some time went by before I actually heard that story, and I absolutely couldn't believe it. Now, it's been 17 years since 9/11, and that's almost an impossible thing for me even to wrap my head around. 17 years. That conversation right there was from 7 years ago, and the two of them had never spoken before. And they spoke on the air the first time. And I said, Coach, you know, you and I are talking about this. I've got the guy that you spoke to that day, Danny Swartz. Would you like to talk to him? He said, hell yes, I'd like to talk to him. So the two of them had a conversation for the first time that day. And John Thompson has told that story before. And I know some of you have heard that, but some of you have not. And I get chills, obviously, every single time I hear that. And I hear that once a year. All right, we'll take a short time out. Your thoughts on that and your reaction to it if you want, or any thoughts you might have about 9/11. We were here when that happened. And I'll never forget that. Bucky Brooks coming up next hour. Chris Harris Jr. coming up next hour. Open phone segment to start the third hour. Do not go anywhere. You're in the jungle. I am Jim Rome. Keep it right here.